I think the word commitment needs to be a little bit looked at, because the moment we are born and we dance around and we cry and laugh as babies, we already have committed ourselves to life. Then when we proceed in life, we undergo constant commitments. One of them to keep our bodies healthy, to learn something, to evolve, and then later on, when we are older, we make friendships, and we feel committed to our friends, sometimes to a very serious degree. We don't want to leave city or country or go anywhere because we feel committed to the friend. That is also taking place among children who don't want to let their friend down. Practically speaking, there is no life that anybody could live that would not include commitment in one way or the other. We may sometime violate or even break our commitment, such as commitment to honesty or accuracy or kindness, dependability, and things like this. Many have a commitment to loyalty. Loyalty is one word that has to be included in any investigation of commitment. Because without knowing what you want to be loyal to, your commitment will be very shaky. So the ideal in a relationship, in a way of life, in a style of life, in the purpose of life, has to be clarified so that you know what you're committing yourself to. Some commitment is easier than others, and some commitments are made for us, such as we have to go to school, become educated, learn something, have a trade, be able to stand on our own two feet, and all those things. It is not necessarily commitment that children do on their own. That is the duty of the parents who want to see their children survive in a world of competition, controversies, and constant development at a great speed. So there is a commitment for this life that has been put into this world. And if you take commitment further, you may not always call it commitment when you look for, instead of junk food, you said, I should really not eat this, but for healthy food. You're somehow committed to the idea of health. Now find out to how many different ideas are you committed. Your mind is committed to certain ideas. Your convictions, because you are there, because you are committed to that idea that leads also to your conviction. There's many varieties of ways in which it is necessary to think. The biggest problem that we can have in life is the commitment to our dreams. And when we first begin to analyze our dreams or pay attention, we take our dreams almost literal before we understand the symbolism of it and be capable of grasping those symbols properly for correct interpretation. But the pursuit of even studying and watching one's dream and be quite persistent in this is also a kind of a commitment to one's own development. That commitment cannot be replaced by anybody else, and it cannot be imposed. There are certain things where we have to exercise free will and put our will behind. Once we have decided, what are we committed to? When you enter a relationship, you're only 50-50 committed, because you first want to see what you get before you give. Then you give a little, hoping to get more. Or in my guru's words, you want a cup of coffee and you want to give back a glass of water. We always want to get more than we are willing to give. So then what is this commitment to this relationship? It can be between friends, husband and wife. And what is this commitment in that relationship even based on? Here again, a ruthless search is self-gratification, or an impossible dream that is unrealistic. And there are many grades in between, of course. Nobody is only selfish, and nobody is only dreaming. But where you know at the time, where you are at the time, is important to know, because your commitment is influenced by that. You have always your highs and ups and lows on life, and also in your spiritual life. Don't think you're riding always the crest of the wave. When you do that, spiritual life is easy. But when you're down in a valley and you think that just big wave is coming down on you, will really crush you, that's when you have to stand up and look at your commitment and remind yourself. So you have to do a lot of house cleaning, particularly in the mind. Where are you? What do you think about? And live your life as open as you can. No secrets, nothing that you have to hide. When you do the light invocation, do the light invocation with that in mind, that there is enough light wherever you are, that everything that you have and you do can be seen. You don't even have to feel that you have to defend anything. If somebody doesn't agree with what you do, that's their business. As long as you are in your heart, know that what your number one commitment is not violated. That's a very important thing. You have to find out what is your number one commitment.